The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson said, quote, "The president is not above the law. The Constitution will prevail." White House Chief of Staff Ryan Klain yesterday said he's quite confident that a vaccine or COVID-19 test mandate for businesses will be upheld in the courts.
"I'm quite confident that when this finally gets fully adjudicated, not just a temporary order,
right,
the validity of this requirement will be upheld. It's common sense, Chuck. If OSHA can tell people to wear a hard hat on the job,
right,
to be careful on chemicals, it can put in place these simple measures to keep our workers safe."
On our guest line this morning, South Carolina Party Chairman, GOP Party Chairman Drew McKissick. Now, Mr. Chairman, there's quite the difference in having OSHA require you to put on a hard hat than having OSHA require you to take a vaccine.
Or lose your job in the process.
Exactly.
If you refuse. Exactly.
Exactly.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, this is stretching the Constitution's, interstate commerce clause beyond all recognition, because that's the clause in the Constitution that OSHA essentially runs under. Things that impact interstate commerce, courts over the years have said, well, okay, Congress can require this and that and so forth. Which, quite frankly, I think may be in for a little bit of a tightening, shall we say, given the contours of our new Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump. But in the meantime, what you've seen now is Republican attorneys general, Republican governors, filed suit in the Fifth Circuit, and which is important for people to know. We have, I forget how many judicial circuits around the country, 12 maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
The Fifth Circuit is probably the most conservative federal judicial circuit in the country, the same way that the Sixth out in California is the most liberal. Every time, liberals wanted to go stop Donald Trump from doing something, they would go find a judge in the Sixth Judicial Circuit who would say, no, you can't do that, and then it would get tied up in court for 6 or 8 months or a year and so forth. Well, that's what conservatives have done now. We've gone to the Fifth Circuit instead of the Fourth, where we live here in South Carolina. That's why Alan Wilson and Governor McMaster did not file cases here in this circuit, because, quite frankly, thanks to Barack Obama, we've got an incredibly liberal circuit. We would have got a greater chance of having a bad decision right off the gun. And the exact opposite has happened here in the Fifth. And, in the long term, given, number one, the contours of the Fifth Circuit and the way the U.S. Supreme Court looks, I think we have an excellent chance of stopping this in its tracks.
Yep. But I think it's going to take it making its way to the Supreme Court. I mean, even with this decision, we still have major companies announcing that they're going to, they're going to bow to the president and institute these types of restrictions.
I thought it was very interesting, number one, to see, when Biden announced he was going to do this, it took him, almost 2 months to actually put pen to paper and put this regulation forward. The exact reason being, he didn't want to happen what just exactly happened, because as soon as the regulation is on paper, then a court has something to enjoin his administration against, to stop them. You can't stop him from doing something that he says he's going to do, but once they actually begin to do it, that's when a court can get involved. He wanted to drag that out as long as possible. But now, notice the regulation itself doesn't go into effect until January 4th, I believe.
Yes.
Because they know that you've got people who are either quitting or losing jobs, and it is impacting the supply chain, and they're worried about people having a bad Christmas or losing jobs before the holidays. He doesn't want to be the president who, becomes known as Scrooge now. So he's trying to put it off until January.
Yeah, try to give himself a little time here, not ruin Christmas for a lot of people. The whole thing is just nuts, just like it's nuts that we saw 13 Republicans join their Democrat colleagues on Friday and vote for this $1.2 trillion, what they're calling the bipartisan infrastructure package. Your response on that?
It's one thing if you had a bigger percentage of what was in there actually being spent on infrastructure. The first thing is the amount of money that we're talking about, which we don't have. But then secondly, okay, if you're talking about spending it on infrastructure, how much of it is actually going to building things like roads and bridges? And, you know, when people think of infrastructure, that's what they think of, okay? And I believe that it's something on the order of maybe 15% or something along, maybe 20 at the max or something. And because what usually happens is these things get loaded up like a Christmas tree by liberals who have a lot of other yep. things that they want to get done. And they know, hey, this bill is going to pass. So let's stick this on it. Let's stick that on it. And then it becomes like a game of holding what you want hostage to what I want. I think, though, what we're going to see now is now that this has actually passed, you're going to see most of the air go out of the balloon for passage of the, you know, quote, Build Back Better $3.5 trillion monstrosity. I think you've even got a lot of nervous moderate Democrats in the House, especially after what we saw this past Tuesday. They're worried about reelection, much less, you know, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and John Tester and Democrats over in the Senate. What happened last Tuesday, particularly in Virginia and New Jersey, quite frankly, has just sent a shiver, you know, down their spines. You know, that commotion you heard all across America last Tuesday was Democrats having to go back and change their shorts. I mean, it's just really, really got them messed up.
Which is just makes it even harder for me to believe or understand why they would have continued and voted on this on Friday after that very clear mm-hmm. message on Tuesday. But hey, look, you know, who was it over the weekend that compared Biden to FDR? He's got big things to do, I guess.
Yeah. They think so, but his menu is going to get a whole lot shorter after what moderate Democrats saw this past week. I mean, again, you had the most powerful Democrat in the state of New Jersey, their Senate president, who, by the way, spent over $12 million on his reelection campaign 4 years ago. Against an equally funded Republican, the most expensive state legislative race in American history, this year got beat by a guy who spent $153, a truck driver.
Yes.
And 60 of those dollars were spent on Dunkin' Donuts, I think, for his campaign volunteers. And you couple that with the Emerson poll that came out 3 days ago, which showed Republicans beating Democrats on the generic ballot test. You know, if the election were held today, which party would you vote for Congress? Republicans up by 7 points. So there's an earthquake coming. This past week showed that. And, you know, Biden's agenda, I think, basically, now with this infrastructure bill passed, this is it. I don't think he gets any further than this on anything major that he wants to do. They're going to move into reelection mode now.
That could be the good news, Mr. Chairman. Drew McKissick, always good to talk with you. We'll catch up again next week. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. Take care.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.